It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
We find ourselves in a divided world. Enter President Donald Trump, who brings a mix of new thinking, innovation, allowing the markets to work, and errors in judgment. The ousted Democrats did everything they could in association with regulators to stymie the development of cryptocurrency and innovations based on blockchain technology. In a world where we should like to see decentralization or a movement away from government controls and a new technology-based economy, where El Salvador is a global leader in transforming the traditional economy to one where the state treasury may be less dependent on debt and loans, and ordinary citizens may opt through education and familiarity to put more money in their pockets with money from relatives abroad. Yes, Justin, we are seeing bad policy from the Trump administration, like the halt to government payments, which affect authentic projects in the Caribbean financed by U.S. agencies. People are now unclear when they will be paid for their work, like the immigration and deportation policy, which is likely to have a negative effect on both the countries where persons are going to be deported to, as well as the United States, which will lose their labor. We live in a world in which Austrian economists and Keynesian economists and their students are at odds, where politicians may in some ways be earnestly striving to create a better life for citizens, but lack a global picture and understanding of how to do so. The new economy based on blockchain technology seeks to put financial and economic power back in the hands of ordinary folk, with government playing a supporting and not overriding role of control and direction. This is the world of the minority Austrian economics thinkers who see more control by people and markets creating a better world. Keynesian economists, who are the majority, support a major role for government in the economy, and many of these economists are global central bankers. Austrian economics and Austrian thinking goes hand in glove with the Bitcoin white paper, which some argue incorrectly was a response to the global financial crisis of 2017-2018, when the bankers in the United States were bailed out with taxpayers' money and prevented from institutional failure for offering derivatives and other instruments which many knew to be toxic investments. It was like a global financial Ponzi scheme, one in which the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund are today joined at the hip in opposing a new emerging economy like the loan agreement to Argentina, in which the World Bank told the Argentines, pull back on your cryptocurrency plans or no loan, and the IMF insisting El Salvador change its pro-Bitcoin stance if it wants a loan. The rebirth of Donald Trump, backed partly by money from the businesses which want new technology to prosper in ways that make money for them and their customers, holds considerable interest. Already, Trump is sending the chairman of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Control packing and is putting his cryptocurrency people in place in key positions in government. It is Austrian economic thinking in place and a shift away from the policies of Keynesian economics, where financial control by the state and financial institutions is out. Already, President Trump has decreed that his central bank digital currency is off the table and in the dumpster. We can only wait to see whether the new US policy and public education and investment in new thinking will bear positive results. We hope you found this edition of Blockchain Business thought-provoking. Join us again next time, every Friday and Monday at 5 p.m. on the Starcom Network service of Voice of Barbados for more, much, much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.